Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Making 8 radio show. Joining me tonight, of course, my co-host, Mike Anderson. Mike, what's going on a Monday night, brother?
Not much. How are you doing, Scott?
Man, I'm telling you, we're rocking and rolling. We're actually going through a little blizzard down here. It just started to snow down here in Wynette, Oklahoma. And, yeah, we're kind of bunkered in, man. I think we're supposed to get between 3 and 5 inches tonight.
We're getting the front end. We're getting a lot of rain from that same storm. So, yeah, it's, you know, been in a blizzard area in Oklahoma, you never know what kind of weather you're going to have. So that's something you're going to have to get used to being right there in that part of the country.
That's for sure, man. That's for sure. Well, you know, the one thing they say about Oklahoma is if you don't like the weather, hang around for 5 minutes because it's liable to change. And, you know, it's been a pretty wet one today and turned, you know, it was 55 degrees, though. I mean, I was out in just a long sleeve shirt. It was nice, you know, just a little overcast and rainy all day. And lo and behold, temperature dropped pretty quick here when the sun went down. And you bet we're getting some rain down here or some snow now. So, anyhow, speaking of which, I actually just went and got my driver's license transferred over to Oklahoma, man. I am no longer related to Florida or associated with Florida or being a Florida resident anymore. I am an official Okie now.
I don't know if that's saying too much there, Scott. You know, them Okies, they ain't nothing out there but cow patties and pasture, so you better watch what you're saying about being an Okie now.
What in the world are you talking about, man? We got 3 PBR Built Ford Test Series events coming here in just a little bit, brother. So you can bet that we're all about rodeo. This is definitely rodeo country, and I'm proud to be here, man. They do say that Oklahoma is the largest county in the state of Texas, but I don't know about that yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I know a lot of Oklahomans are down there in Texas, and we go back and forth quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to announce some of that news here coming up later on in our show. But, man, I've had a pretty good week, and we've fared out pretty well. Did you have a good weekend?
I can't complain. What kind of weekend I had, man? I had a lot of fun. I was really busy around the old home front this weekend, but I tell you, there's so much stuff has happened over the week, you know, Scott, that we've got a lot to talk about here at this show. And you know, the weather, you're going to be cold up there for a while. It's going to get a little cool right here down here in Mississippi where I'm at. But I tell you what, it's hot in the world of rodeo right now.
Oh, man, you bet it is. You know, Mike, there's a lot going on. And, you know, before we get into it, I do have to say, though, you know, I actually pulled up our total here today as I got ready to do our radio show. Wouldn't you know, man, we had over 1,300 listeners to our radio broadcast last week, man. So I'm hoping we can beat that number out this week and really draw in a good crowd. But I want to thank all the fans that are tuning in right now live with us, but also the ones that are in our archives, man. You know, we get a lot of fans that are going back listening to our radio broadcasts. And, well, shoot, man, I guess we better start talking a little bit about some rodeos. What do you think?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's definitely – we want to thank the fans. First off, that's why we do this show each and every week, is we enjoy bringing the news and the updates to the fans. And like I said, anything that you fans think we need to add to the show, please let us know, because that helps us out to make you have a more enjoyable hour besides just listening to me and Scott ramble on, because, Scott, as you know, we can do a lot of rambling if we need to.
Yeah, we have been known to do just a little bit of rambling, my friend, but I don't think we're going to have much time for it here, man. We have been really, really busy, and, man, I'm just glad to be as busy as we are and with as many rodeos that are going on, man. It's exciting. It really is. There's just, you know, between the PRCA and the Professional Rough Stock and the PBR, it definitely carries out. But, man, big news happening in the rodeo realm this week, and we've got to get right down to it. But, you know, Car Pro Rodeo, and I know we've heard the name, the Wrangler National Finals, Pete Carr and Car Pro Rodeo, they have brought in some tremendous stock, and they made a big announcement this week that they actually bought out Classic Pro Rodeo out of Texas. And so now they've actually multiplied and really doubled their amount of you know, NFR quality stock, both horses and bulls.
Well, you know, I've talked to a few people in the industry about this, and this is really a game changer in the industry, because I was around another huge rodeo company when they got bought out, and they went from being one of the top-level rodeo companies to being over the top. So that's what's about to happen with Car Pro Rodeo, with Scotty Lovelace and Pete Carr coming together. Scotty's knowledge of putting on events and Coliseum facilities is amazing. Scotty is such a great guy when he goes out to these rodeos. He's done this. He's rode bareback horses. He's been around rodeo all of his life, and so the guy's really, really familiar around the rodeo arena. And putting on events, Scotty Lovelace is one of the best out there. But when you bring Pete Carr buying his whole stock, buying the whole outfit out, I can tell you right now that if you're going to an event that they're producing over the summer, the winter, whenever they come into your town, you're going to have a great time, and you're also going to see some exciting stock, a lot of stock that goes to the NFR every single year.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, you know, it's not just that, but being that Classic Pro Rodeo is now part of Car Pro Rodeo, what we're going to see is a lot of the contestants that are going to be entered up, because they're going to have great draws, and they're going to have some great matchups, great opportunities to win some money. So now, anytime you see an event where Car Pro Rodeo is going to be producing, you can bet that you're going to see some of the top names there, just because they're going to have a good chance of getting on some great, you know, some great stock and getting some good money earned towards that Wrangler National Finals there. But, you know, biggest news that came across the wire Saturday, and we actually got wind that one of Car Pro Rodeo's best bareback horses, MGM Deuces Knights, passed away of colic, man. Devastating. It's one thing to have so many tremendous bucking horses and bucking bulls, but when you lose one of that caliber, man, what does that do? I mean, that's just devastating, not only to the sport, because that horse is going to be greatly missed, you know, but to Pete Carr, man, that's got to be a killer.
Oh, definitely. When you have an animal of that caliber and you just don't have another one sitting right there to take its place, you know, Deuces Knight's been bareback horse of the year, and So when a horse like that, something happens, it's really tough for the rodeo company to continue. And, you know, it's tough because the horse was only an 8-year-old mare, and it was last year, it was 2012 PRCA Bucking Horse of the Bareback Bucking Horse of the Year. And, you know, that horse has not only bucked in the bareback, but it's also bucked in saddle bronc riding. And it's kind of an all-around horse, but it's sad to see that horse pass away like that, but it's definitely tough. Pete Carr is going to have a tough time replacing those nights.
Oh, you can bet on that. Yeah, it's going to be a rough deal, and we send our best out there to the Carr family. You know, I mean, it's like losing a pet, man. You know, when you have a horse of that caliber that's been there. But, you know, as a matter of fact, Casey Fields won last year's Rodeo Houston on MGM Deuces nights, you know, in the bareback riding. So, you know, he's going to be missed right off the bat. You know, I mean, Rodeo Houston kicks off tonight, right now, actually. They're getting underway in Houston for the first Super Series. So, you know, man, it's just, you know, it says a lot. But we can't really harp too much on that, man, because we got so much to talk about in, you know, the sport of rodeo and all the great names are actually in Houston as we get ready to get started here with that Super Series, man. What do you think about it? I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Houston's one of my most favorite events of the year. You know, it really hurt me personally because when they moved away from the PRCA being a sanctioned event, you know, now it's just Rodeo Houston. It's not a PRCA sanctioned event, even though about every top hand that's in the PRCA will be in Houston over the next week and a half, 2 weeks. But I remember as a kid, Scott, that there was a few things that you watched every Sunday as I was growing up. One was you watched the PBR every Sunday. I sat down with my father and my rodeo coach and my best friend, and we watched the PBR event that was on every Sunday. But every single year when it came to Rodeo Houston, we sat down and we ordered the pay-per-view of the championship round. Every single year we watched Rodeo Houston. That was a lot of memories that I have growing up with my father and my buddies when we were out rodeoing, because Rodeo Houston is so special. It brings those top hands that pay so much money. And not only does it pay a lot of money, bring the top hands, but the rodeo committee there take care of those contestants like they're their own family. They bring them in, they feed them, they make them feel warm and welcome. And the whole feel around the rodeo is very special.
Oh, it is. It is. Just that atmosphere of being there in Reliant Stadium, you know. I know a lot of the guys compare it to being there at the Thomas & Mack in Las Vegas during the Wrangler National Finals. But, you know, we're talking almost a month of rodeo. I mean, it starts the 25th, runs all the way to March 17th. And, you know, we're going to be covering it. The links are actually posted on MakingEightRodeo.com. You can actually go over there and watch it by clicking on the link right there on our homepage. So, you know, for the fans that are interested after our show, hopefully, that they'll jump over there and you know, catch up on what's going on. It's going to change up our schedule just a little bit, though, Mike, with our radio broadcast and everything. We're kind of winging it. We're kind of playing it by ear. The fans are going to really have to stay tuned to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our website as we announce when our radio shows are going to be broadcasting, because we have a pretty good shot of actually being there ourselves as early as next week. So, you know, you can bet that we're going to be pretty busy, and we could start giving some wrap-up shows from right down there in Rodeo Houston starting next week. So we'll just have to kind of play it by ear and see what happens. But, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great deal, and a lot of top hands are going to be there, all the best in the business, you know. Starting off with this first tier, you know, I mean, just some of the names that stand out. J.W. Harris is going to be there in the bull riding, Clayton Fulteen and Cannon Acey. Those are three of the top guys that you know, I think we're going to see advance and, you know, move on to the next rounds. But, man, a lot of guys – Even some young girls in the barrel racing. I look forward to seeing Kaylee Bass here starting up tonight. She'll be here in this first series, and you know, she's a native Floridian, so you know I got to pull for her a little bit. Of course, you know, not going to top my favorite there in Lindsay Sears, who actually won it last year on of course the horse she calls Martha.
Well, you know, Rodeo Houston is a lot of fun, but I'm going to tell you, with J.W. Harris, some of these guys are white fire hot right now. We just came out of Rodeo Houston, I mean, Rodeo San Antonio, and to see how well these guys are riding right now is phenomenal, because these guys are they're giving it all right now, and it's early in the season, and they're going hard, and they're really producing a lot of money. So that's really cool to see. And so I look forward to see what's going to happen as Rodeo Houston plays out and we get further on in down into the tiers and see who's going to advance to each different competition. Because, you know, Rodeo Houston's, it's a lot different, you know, than a lot of other rodeos. The scoring is different. Once we move to another tier, there is no average. So
right.
It makes it a lot different in the world of rodeo.
That's right. And for the fans that are tuning in, and maybe you've never actually had the opportunity to follow along with Rodeo Houston, what happens is they actually have five separate Super Series, is what they call them, the BP Super Series. And then they'll have a Super Series shootout. They'll have a wild card, and then, of course, the Super Series championship round. So, you know, what they do is they break the top five down. You know, they take, two or three contestants from each one, each tier, or each Super Series, and let them advance. They'll have that wild card slot to take a few openings there. Man, it's going to be just flat out exciting. A lot of rodeo action coming up every night. You can tune in. 7:00 Central Time is when it starts. And if you're looking to watch it online, you can always catch it there on Macon8Rodeo.com as we get ready to bring it. But, Mike, I think it's about time for us to take our first break, amigo, as we get ready and hopefully get things tuned in. I'm going to try to dial up Rodeo Houston right now just to kind of see how things are going and as they get underway here. But we'll take a short break, fans, and when we come back, we're going to talk more PRCA, more PBR rodeo action with you. Mike, I'm telling you, San Antonio wrapped up, Tucson, San Angelo, a lot of rodeos came to an end this week, so we have a lot to talk about, man.
I look forward to it.
All righty, fans, y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Macon 8 Radio Show here on a Monday night. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
polished in my Stetson's on tight. Fixing to ride through that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tame. Tonight we'll be proud, I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Making Eight Radio Show here on a Monday night as we kick off and talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding with you. Joining me tonight, obviously, my co-host, my partner in crime, Mike Anderson. So, Mike, man, I got to tell you, I've actually pulled it up. Rodeo Houston underway. They're in the bareback riding right now. But exciting stuff, man. I can't wait to see what's going on. It looks like 81.5 right now is the score to beat. But, man, what do you think? PRCA, let's talk a little bit about some of the events that wrapped up here this past weekend, brother.
Well, one thing I want to bring up, you know, a friend of the show, a guy that I think you've met several times, Duff Cooper, is a great article on ProRodeo.com right now about him becoming the youngest rodeo millionaire. And he done that over this past weekend. He won some money in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Huntsville, Texas, Longsdale, Nevada. He became the youngest. He took the spot away from whoever.
It was actually Ty Murray.
Ty Murray.
Ty Murray held that record. That's right. Yeah, I actually studied up and did my homework on that a little bit. But, yeah, I was really surprised, and congratulations to Tuff, man. You know, that guy's going to win, I think, a few more million before he's all said and done as well.
I think more than a few more million. I tell you what, I've seen in some early results early in the season that the super looper, Roy Cooper, was out rodeoing with his son, so I'm sure that was extremely fun for them to be out rodeoing with their father and going down the road with him. But I could tell you this young man right here has got many, many more years in tie-down roping, and it looks like a lot of more world championships in his future.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. Well, you know, speaking of world champions, Mike, you know, the San Antonio actually had 12 NFR qualifiers there this past weekend to wrap up in their final championship rounds. And Saturday, man, what an explosive wrap up! Was a great deal, really exciting to actually listen in, and we were actually able to listen in. The coverage was courtesy of Pro Rodeo Live and Steve Kenyon, so I want to send a big old thank you out to him for bringing that coverage of San Antonio as he was down there. And I know he's actually going to be heading up here to the Lazy E Arena this weekend, covering up the timed event championships that will be going on up here at the Lazy E in Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend. So, but, man, great rounds down there in San Antonio, and let's talk a little bit about it, man. We had some great coverage there.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, one thing that really impressed me is how in the bareback riding Casey Field can stay on top. You know, this cat right here, he's been amazing over the past three years. It started off 2 years ago at the NFR when he won all those rounds at the NFR, and then he followed it up with another great year last year, and now here he is. He took all of winter off. I caught that from a friend of mine, so that he talked to Casey and said he took all winter off. He went to a few deals here and there, but mostly took it off and enjoyed himself and hung out with the family and just had fun during the winter. But now it's getting right there at that starting time again, and San Antonio just kind of starts everything off, and here he goes down the road and wins over $10,000 in the final round there at San Antonio. So this cat right here, he just amazes me how well he can ride, and the longevity of his the top rides that he's making.
That's right. That's right. Well, I got to tell you, J.R. Bazane actually won the average there this past weekend in the bareback. Tyler Corrington won the saddle bronc riding down there, and then Clayton Moore won the steer wrestling, and E.J. Roberts won the tie down. Now, those may not be big names right now, but I think we may end up seeing a few of those names pop up down there in Las Vegas here come November, December time there, partner.
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing I love about pro rodeo is you got young guys that who are eager to step in there and take all the money and take it home because they're just too young to know I'm not supposed to be getting that money from some of the Cody Oles and Casey Fields, some of these older guys who's been around. So these young guys, they just don't care. They just want to go in and take all the money they can. But a name that we know, the name that we have seen out there on the PBR is Josh Koscheel.
Yeah,
guy goes in and wins Rodeo Houston. Not only wins Rodeo Houston, Scott, but he wins the Extreme Bulls earlier that day, earlier Saturday. He wins the Extreme Bulls, wins the short round at Houston, wins over $40,000 in one day.
That's right. Yeah, he did. He brought home a big paycheck. And Josh Koscheel is a guy that, you know, we haven't really heard a lot of here recently in the PBR news. But this guy, you know, he was a pretty big name. And for a lot of the fans that may be tuning in, you know, they may be newcomers there to PBR and not really know about Josh Koscheel. But he really made a pretty big statement. And he had some pretty good runs as qualified for the PBR World Finals there. And really glad to see him still out there running. And making some big things happen. And, you know, we talk a lot about the PBR names that are out there running in the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. You know, Josh Koscheel being one of them, winning the Extreme Bulls on Saturday and then turning around and winning the final round, winning the average. And good for him, man. I'm really glad to see that. But, you know, going back to it, you know, we see a lot of these guys. Shane Proctor, you know, who's also a former world champion in the bull riding in the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. So when you see, you know, these top names in the PBR, you might want to see – you might want to look elsewhere because you might see them. As a matter of fact, in Rodeo Houston, I believe Shane Proctor is going to be up in the third or the fifth Super Series. So we're going to see him ride down there in Houston as well. And hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up with him if we can make it down there fast enough.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing about these Cowboys. They're not just trying to make the PBR World Finals. They're trying to make the NFR. They're trying to basically, this is their
make
job.
Make a living. That's right.
Make a living. You know, it costs a lot of money to go up and down the roads. I don't know how much gas prices are there with you right now, but the gas price of where we're here in Memphis, Tennessee right now is $3.70 a gallon. So just think having to put out all the gas and miles and every time your vehicle breaks down as you're driving up and down the road and – you know, it really gets expensive, can get expensive. So that's why these guys are not just staying with one organization, one group. They're getting out there trying to get all the money that they possibly can. And
that's right.
It's really good to see these guys kind of get across the board. Because, you know, for a while there, we didn't see this. For a while there, you had your PBR guys staying at the PBR. You had your PRCA guys who stayed in the PRCA. And, you know, and that's all fine and dandy because it's really on each person's how he feels and what he wants to do. But I really enjoy seeing these guys get around and intermingle with each other. And it kind of shows you the talent that the PRCA has and as well as the talent that the PBR has.
Oh, you bet, you bet. Well, there's no doubt that we're going to see a lot of these guys in contention, and we'll see a lot of these guys that make it to the PBR World Finals. We'll see a lot of those guys in the top, you know, in the top ranks. We'll also see them at the Wrangler National Finals in December. But, hey, man, I want to give you just an update. I don't know if you guys are watching or if the fans are watching at home, but looks like Wynn Ratliff won with an 85.5 won the bareback riding here in Super Series 1, and they're getting ready to go to the team roping. So got to keep everybody updated just a little bit on what's happening over here in Rodeo Houston as we get underway. Don't want our fans to miss out. Like I said, if you guys want to, you can go over to making8rodeo.com and pull up the links. I believe we'll have those links posted there and for all the fans to go over and take a look and check it out. But, yeah, man, let's talk a little bit about one name that we haven't mentioned and one event that we haven't mentioned there in San Antonio. Now, we know the name Brazil. You say Brazil, and for a PBR fan, you think, well, okay, it's the killer bees, you know. But in rodeo, when we mention Brazil, the first thing that comes to mind would, of course, be none other than the multi all-around champion, Trevor Brazil. Am I right?
That's exactly right. That is the Brazil name.
That is.
I'm trying to think of Trevor Brazil, but not anymore, is it, Scott?
No, you know, not so much. I was really surprised, you know, listening to Steve Kenyon and Pro Rodeo Live this weekend. The name that was mentioned was not Trevor Brazil. It was Shauna Brazil, who is his wife. And she actually won the barrel racing there in San Antonio. So could we be seeing a family affair? Could we see two Brazils at the Wrangler National Finals this year, man? Wow, how exciting would that be?
Well, now, this is the most exciting part, is not only could we see two Brazils, but we could see one, two, three brothers. This is possible. Three brothers, a sister, and a brother-in-law all compete at the Wrangler NFL, at Wrangler NFR. And I don't think that's ever happened before, that three brothers, a sister, and a brother-in-law all compete in Las Vegas. So that's going to be interesting to see how she follows up with some other rodeos that they're going to be going to. Because you know, as anybody else knows, Trevor Brazil hits every rodeo that he can hit. He is a road warrior. He loves going to rodeos. So with his wife traveling with him, and if she can make a run at the NFR, that would be something to talk about, having all those family members there, and that'd put another notch in Roy Cooper's belt loop, because he sure is proud of his boys and his daughter that is possibly making the NFR this year.
Oh, I know, that's right, man. But, yeah, there's, you know, it is a family tradition, and we talk about the Wright brothers, we talk about the DeMoss brothers, we talk about the Cassidy brothers, you know, the Cooper brothers. It's just unreal at the amount of talent that runs in these families out here that we see up and down the road. And then, of course, we got one of our favorites there in Shane Proctor, you know, and he travels with his wife, Jessie. She runs barrels, you know. Does she have a strong enough horse, and could she possibly make it to the Wrangler National Finals? Well, it's hard to say, you know. I would love to see that, you know. And what would be even more intriguing or exciting to watch would be Trevor Brazil with his wife, Shane Proctor with his wife, man. I'm telling you, you got to love the rodeos.
You do, and that's the biggest key in that whole scenario is, do they have the horse they can get them there? Because that's what gets them ladies there as a fast horse and knowing how to work that horse. So that's what we're going to have to be watching for the rest of the season, and to see how each rodeo they go to, just to continue to see their growth and see how well their horse performs. And we'll definitely stay on top of this and see how she does, and we'll know what she does at each rodeo she goes to, because that would be a make for an interesting finals. And not only does it make for an interesting finals, it makes for an interesting summer, because with stories that are going to be popping up everywhere, that would be a great story to follow, with a great story to and pay attention to.
Absolutely, Mike. Absolutely. We'll have to do that, man. Well, let's get down to it. You know, San Antonio was not the only event or PRCA rodeo that wrapped up this weekend. San Angelo wrapped up. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things that stood out to me as I was watching the results there on ProRodeo.com, the PRCA website, is Mary Walker won the barrels down there. So, you know, she's been kind of quiet. We haven't heard much about her. Of course, she's, you know, to listen to her story is just unbelievable. This you know, young lady has been through so much, and I say young, but she's actually pretty senior in years running up against some of these younger girls. And I believe she's over the age of 50. I'm not going to pinpoint it because I don't want to get in trouble by Mary Walker if we end up seeing her down there in Rodeo Houston. But, yeah, you know, I was really impressed to see that. And good for her to win down there in San Angelo.
Yeah, well, she had an exceptional NFR. And you're right, the story is amazing. With all the horrible things that she has been through, and it's amazing her to be able to rise above and ride that horse the way she does. So it's really awesome to see that. And, you know, her to go in there in San Angelo is, I mean, right now I'm looking at the results right now, and she finished sixth in the first round. The second round she won, and then she won the final round. And right below her in second place was who else? Brittany Posey. So, and then Lisa Lockhart was in there, and Anessa Self was in there. So Sherry Servey was there. So this was a deep, deep rodeo. It was a lot of talent there. It was not like, you know, all the top name ladies are there, but all the top name ladies were there. And to see Mary Walker go in there and take home a big check, it was really cool. But on top of that, let's look down to the bull riding at San Angelo. We had Cody Teal, who made a really great ride there with 88 points. But something that really catches my eye is a guy that I told you about a couple of years ago. Keep your eye on this cat. And that's Ty Pozzovan, a guy from Canada. This young guy is really, really talented, and he rode there in San Angelo as well.
Well, you know, not only did he ride down there in San Angelo, we've seen him there on the PBR tour. He was just there in Kansas City, Missouri this past weekend, but he also ended up winning Tucson. So there's, you know, I mean, that guy is out hitting a lot of rodeos, and you know, we talk about these guys. They're not just trying to make a run for a world championship in the PBR or in the PRCA, but they're trying to make a living. And Ty Pozzovan is one that is sure doing it right now.
He's definitely doing it. And I like the kid's attitude. His attitude really, to me, makes a big deal because he wants to ride. All bull riders want to ride every bull they get on, but he's aggressive and he gets after it. That's really what makes me, it really sets me apart with him. And, you know, he's really a great guy that we can be watching for in the future.
That's right. That's right. Well, what do you think, Mike? I think we're about to do for another break, man. But before we get into it, I want to let the fans know that if you guys have questions or comments, want to talk about anything rodeo here, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you don't want to just listen in on the phone lines. And we know you actually want to talk to us. We'll be happy to take these callers out here. But, man, we got to get down into it and talk a little bit about some bull riding and the PBR. We've got a lot to talk about there, but also want to update our fans on the Rodeo Houston as we get things going here. Mitchell and Kirchenslager, I think I just said that right, Kirchenslager, just won the team roping there with a 4-3 to start things off in the first Super Series here in the team roping. So, man, I'm telling you what, action is underway here, and we got a lot to talk about, a lot of rodeo here coming at us. Loving it.
Oh, I love every minute of it, you know. Cool. Let's step away really quick and take a little quick break, Scott, because in the PBR, man, we have a lot to talk about. And the Bulls, oh, my word, the Bulls showed their power this week.
That's right. A lot of bull power coming at you. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Making Eight Radio Show here on a Monday night. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, Come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Way up in Boston, they like baseball players. Down in Tennessee, they like their country singers. And they're all about corn fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. In the Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plowboys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a river cold. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's a hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans. Just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? What woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Come on, Pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Cowboy, a little bit of Justin McBride there to kick you off on a Monday night as we are in our show right here, the Making Eight Radio Show. Here, Mike Anderson. And Mike, I'm telling you what, man, what an exciting deal we've had going on. Tyus Muncy, I just want to throw this out there. Tyus Muncy just scored 79.5 in the saddle bronc riding. So he's the current leader right now in the saddle bronc. They still have a few more coming at it.
I tell you what, that guy right there is talented. And I just had a chance to speak with him last week, and he is very possible that he's going to be joining us here in a couple of weeks. So, again, everybody, if you've been listening to our show last week, you never know who we're going to have here on Making A Radio Network. So stay tuned, listen to us, share us with everybody you know. But definitely there's a lot going on this past weekend. And, Scott, we haven't even – dove into the PBR stuff yet.
Oh, I know it, man. I know it. But before we do, you know what? We had actually threw out our phone number here. We've actually got a caller on the line, man. So what do you say we bring him on, see if we can't talk a little bit more rodeo and bull riding with some of our fans out here?
Oh, I'm so excited. Our first fan call, we got to get them on, Scott.
I know, that's right. Well, you know what? I seen the area code pop up, and so I'm going to throw it out there here. We're going to kind of break out with a little bit of Hello, Texas, 903 area code. You're on the Making 8 radio show.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who do we have out here?
Oh, you're talking to Scotty Smith.
Well, hello, Scotty Smith. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Been listening to the show, and hearing all y'all's comments. Yeah, the ones that live in Oklahoma, yeah, we are y'all's biggest county.
That's right. The biggest county in the state of Texas would be Oklahoma. So, well, shoot, man, we're glad to have you on board here tonight. Have you been following along with any of the rodeos or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I used to ride back in the late 70s and 80s, early 80s. And I was just listening to some of y'all's comments, and I was seeing more that y'all was talking about the Houston rodeos and all that, and that's the big daddies and all that of Texas anyway. And
yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just agreeing with you.
I was just saying, you know, back in, like, say, 77, 78, they didn't have all the different formats they got now. It was just a big event to go to at the old Astrodome and things of that nature. But you know, we talk about the new cowboys out there today, and I'm jumping a little bit ahead here, but one of my favorite PBR riders is Joey Marcus.
Yeah,
he's with his attitude. I wish we'd had a lot more cowboys back him in that day. It would have made us all feel a little bit better, even if we didn't ride but 28-29%.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, these young guys that are coming out, Scotty, are really, you know, they've really been coached and developed really well. I like, you know, these guys are learning from guys like Cody Custer and some of these former world champions, Scott Mendez. You know, these guys are really coaching these guys and teaching them how to be good winners as well as good losers, you know, and how to strive for perfection and achieve their goals to win. Man, I'm telling you, I've been really impressed with the caliber of bull riders that have come out here recently.
Right. And like George, he got bucked off that bull on the, I believe it was the 15-15 deal the other night. He was first rider out. And even though he didn't make the whistle, he was just as happy if he'd have won $1 million.
That's right.
I mean, you just didn't hardly see that back in the day. Back in my era, back in, say, 78, 79, 80, if you were to get bucked off your bull, you didn't want to talk to anybody. And of course, the hoopla and the fans and all that were a little bit different back then. It was more laid back. It was just more of just the rodeo and... Now you got the pyrotechnics and all that, and it makes for a good show. But we, you know, for instance, Lane Cross, the movie was real good, and it portrayed him pretty well. But you know, like it was Hollywood, of course. But he and I guess y'all heard of Wes Ward, one of y'all's Oklahoma buddies.
Yes, sir.
And but anyway, back in the day when there was. When they were still in the circuit events like the old CRA, which is now the UPRA, they were at the finals in Sulphur Springs, Texas. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And anyway, you know, he was just a laid back cowboy, and he was just a big good guy. But as far as the blowing the kisses and all that, I never saw that. That must have come later on. It's probably after George Michaels and all that stuff about you know, Red Rock and all that, but oh, and by the way, his dad Clyde and his mother's coming to my hometown at the Civic Center. A little event we got going on and that was the last year that I had seen him before that was in 82. And I didn't see him from then on because he went straight PRC after that. And the event's going to be in the same Civic Center that I last saw him in.
Wow.
He was on a bull. He was on a bull called High Noon and got knocked smooth out right in front of him. And I didn't think he was going to get up. But that's, you know, it's good that they wear the helmets these days. And I just think that's great. But we never thought about it. We just used a lot of anything we could find back then. We didn't have the sports medicine and all that. We had more like a bunch of ace wraps and tape. If we could afford it, and if we couldn't find tape, we used duct tape.
That's right.
It's changed, and I'm really glad the money's better. It makes it for a better show. Back when I was riding bulls, it was, you had your PRCA, that was the granddaddy of them all. And then everybody else under those are more or less the circuit shows and things of that nature. But now I see like the PBR guys kind of looking down on the PRCA guys. I mean, have y'all noticed that?
Well, you know, I would say that up until probably the last couple of years that you'd see quite a bit of that. But here recently, after Shane Proctor, especially after Shane Proctor won the world championship, I think we're seeing a lot less of that now. We're seeing a lot of these guys. We're just talking about Ty Pozzapon, the Canadian cowboy. You know, he's been running real strong in the PRCA. Shane Proctor's still up there. He's going to be in contention. We'll see him here in just a little bit down there in Rodeo Houston. So, you know, those guys I think are taking less shots at the PRCA now. I think that they're starting to respect it a lot more. And, of course, you know, the PRCA has really stepped up their stock as well. You know, when you got guys like P. Carr and Classic Pro Rodeo, you still got the legends in stock contractors and Sammy Andrews, you know. I think that we're seeing the caliber of stock step up, especially in the bull department. And we're seeing a lot of these bulls that we see out there every week. We're seeing those bulls at the NFR, and we're seeing those bulls at a lot of these other pro rodeos. So, I would say here in the last couple of years, it's probably went away just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's like I was telling you a while ago, or like I was stating a while ago, back in when I was riding, you know, it was more or less a lot of Texas rodeos and Oklahoma shows, and went to a lot of Oklahoma shows, and they were like it was OCRA called Central Rodeo Association, which is now the UPRA, and then up from there you went on to maybe say the old IRA, which is United Pro Rodeo. So I'm not sure of all the acronyms now, but it was kind of a stepping stone up to PRCA.
That's right.
And the point I was making about the PBR guys, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. I may be wrong because I didn't really study the history of it too much as far as the PBR goes. But folks like they might have went to some events, but I don't ever remember being in the finals. Ted Noose, of course, was. But I'm thinking of Shivers, like Chris Shivers.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw him at the PRCA finals.
No.
Was he always just PBR?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, guys like him and Justin McBride, back in the time when they were riding in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, those guys were strictly running professional bull riders, and that's kind of where they stuck to it. That was where their big money was, and they were running full time there, focusing all their attention there at the professional bull riders. Like I said, here anymore, we're seeing a lot of these guys. You know, like I said, Shane Proctor winning the world 2 years ago. That says a lot right there. When you're talking about a PBR caliber bull rider that you see week in and week out there at the Wrangler National Finals and win himself a world champion buckle, that's cowboy. And a lot of these guys are starting to find those roots again, and they're going back to the old roots of rodeo. And that's so important. You know, that's what's going to keep this tradition going.
That's true, because, you know, the PRCA, I mean, I'm not going to lie about my age. I'm 51, so I've been around the older guys. I mean, there's people on my Facebook that, they might be listening now, so I might not name too many, but I don't know. For example, good Lord, I hate to drop names, but there's people on the Cowboy Hall of Fame, you know, the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame. There's a bunch of guys on there, and it's just we talk about it a lot, and we say, you know, back in the day, you know, even if we was riding just a circuit finals or circuit rodeo, the PRCA guys would say, oh, well, you're not pro. I mean, that really got me, you know. I mean, I was making money at the circuit finals, but they were the point I was trying to make about the PBR versus RCA or PRCA was that once the PBR got started and started getting really good, because I can remember when it started, and remember almost all the guys that got it started. But the point I was trying to make is the PBR guys would be at an event, you know, and you could ride a CRA or UPRA event as a professional bull rider.
Yes.
I guess y'all remember Bobby DeVecchio and people like that.
Yes, sir.
But Bobby DeVecchio or some of those guys, you know, Bobby DeVecchio, it's kind of a funny story. My girlfriend at the time, she was the sorority sister of Bobby DeVecchio's girlfriend at the time, and that he was the one that blew the kisses. That's what I was making a point about Lane.
Right.
And he was blowing the kisses, and he thought he was, I mean, I ain't trying to make fun. I mean, he may be listening. I mean, and if you are, you know, we hung out together. You know, we both had sorority sister girlfriends. So, but yeah, he was the flamboyant one.
Yes.
But he would ride the UPR events. That's what they're called now. But the CRA events, and you'd see a lot of these guys show up, and they would kind of more or less look down on the CRA, and they'd say, you know, we're just here to take y'all's money. And I was like, well. And then, you know, the way I look at it, it doesn't matter what venue or what how big the rodeo is. If you're making money at it, and regardless of what your name is or whatever, that makes you professional because you're making money. I mean, it ain't like you're out there just to have fun and impress your girlfriends. So,
right.
And the PBR guys, now they were taught different than us. I mean, good Lord, have y'all ever heard of Bob Blackwood?
No, sir.
And Bob Blackwood is an old-time cowboy. If you ask any of the old-timers, they wouldn't know who he is. He was a Texas cowboy. Matter of fact, he rode until his late 60s in the senior events. He was a three-event cowboy. You ever heard of Blackwood Spurs?
No, sir.
Well, maybe you ought to take some notes and look that up. He was around forever. He died
okay.
A few years back. He died a few years back from I'm not exactly sure. I think it might have been cancer or something, but he had a lot of influence on some cowboys.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I went to a couple of his rodeo schools. But I was watching the old documentary of Larry Mahan.
Yes, sir.
Great American Cowboy. You ever seen that one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's the way they used to teach back then.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You know, teaching you how to manage your money and eat on hamburgers and sleep 6 to 8 to a motel room, you know. And
that's
who's
right.
Who gets to sleep in the bathtub and who don't get. I mean, you never thought any different about it. It was just part of it.
Well, there's no.
Go ahead.
There's no doubt, Scotty, that there's definitely a difference between the old school cowboys and some of the ones in the newer generation. But listen, man, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're running a little short on time here. I got to tell you, I do appreciate you taking the time out here to call our show, and hopefully you check back here with us, man. Make sure you stay up to date, and of course, MakingItRodeo.com is our website, and you can go over there and check out some of the previous episodes and find out when our next shows will be. But we do appreciate you taking the time to call in and talk with us.
Well, you bet. I just want to leave you one thing.
Yes,
if y'all feel inclined, coming up March 4th, excuse me, yeah, February, March 4th, there's a Clyde and Elsie Frost, who is Lane's parents, along with Leanne Hart, you know, JW's wife. They're all going to be at our Civic Center here in Sulphur Springs. It's going to be a big event. it's church oriented, but one of the PBR pastors is going to be here to talk, and it's just going to be a big time. So anybody can come out and join us and have a good time.
Well, that sure does sound like a great time, and I know Clyde and Elsie Frost pretty well. They are just great people, and I know that they have such an impact on the rodeo family and the people that they're able to speak in front of. So, and Leanne Hart as well. She's another huge ambassador to the sport, and what a great person she is. What a strong Christian she is as well. So, much respect to them, and we look forward to it. I wish you guys the best of luck down there in Sulphur, Absolutely, man. We're glad to have it out there, and that's March 4th, you said, correct?
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
It starts at 4:30, and it'll probably last 2 or 3 hours, but it's not just a church service. They're going to talk about, you know, of course, 8 seconds, the movie, and Lane's life and all that, but just basically the way rodeo used to be. And I'm not going to, I can't speak for them. I don't exactly know exactly what they're going to talk about, but I imagine it would be older school type rodeo stuff. But I just wanted to make that point about the PBR. I'm glad
Absolutely.
The guys are making the money they are. It's really cool. We were lucky to even have a kid want us to come up and sign an autograph back in the day, and if we did, we were shocked, like, what do you want my autograph for, you know? But anyway, I do appreciate you guys, and I'm glad the money's the way it is, but I wish we had more Joey Marcuses out there. That even though
That's
they're
right.
covering but 28% of the bulls right now, I've never seen anybody get more enthusiastic of getting bucked off. I mean,
you bet.
I mean, I've seen people just want to beat the. Well, Adriano Moraes done it 1 year at the finals. He got bucked off one of his bulls, and of course it ended in the rest of his year by breaking his hand on a shoe gate. But anyway, it's been great talking to y'all, and I will.
Absolutely, Scotty.
I'll stay in touch.
All right, thanks for tuning in, buddy.
You bet.
All right, guys. Well, that was Scotty calling in from the great state of Texas, and we're glad to have him there. Mike, I know he's a little long-winded, buddy. We haven't even got into the PBR. It's a good thing I scheduled this show for an hour and a half. Am I right?
I'm glad you scheduled it for an hour and a half, because I can tell you what, I love about Scotty is he was passionate about the old school. He's passionate
yes,
about
sir.
That's really great. That's what, you know, I was around in the old school. I'm a little younger, but I was still there during those times and seen and met those guys. And the old school bull riders were a lot different. The old school cowboys were a lot different than the new wave, the new school guys. So it's really cool to listen to Scotty sit and talk about how things was back in the days in the Larry
right.
Mahan and
you know, Mike, the problem that we have with that though is you and I being around rodeo as long as we have and you know, being so passionate about it, we get to bringing in some of these callers here that are so passionate about the old days and talking about it. We love hearing it. And unfortunately, we only have a certain amount of time here, you know. and Scotty just loved to talk about it. We love to hear about it. But we do appreciate him calling in. Hey, before we do get into the PBR, I've got to give an update here on Rodeo Houston and the Saddle Bronc riding. Cole Elshire, I believe I said that right. Cole Elshire from South Dakota won the Saddle Bronc ride in round one with an 83, and Josh Peak just won the steer wrestling with a 6.5. So just to give our fans a little bit of an update there as we get ready to talk a little bit about the PBR.
Well, give me an update. How did my buddy Hot Sauce DeMoss do in the round?
You know, I believe he placed in the money, but I didn't actually catch and see, man. I'm just trying to keep up with the first-timers, you know, as we're still here talking all the notes and talking all the rodeos and the bull riding that's going on. So, I do believe I did see his name up there as placing in the money here for round one. And you know, the thing of it is they still got three rounds before we'll decide who wins, you know, and who advances to the semifinals.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, we're talking a little bit about the PBR with Scotty, and I'll tell you what, let's really dive into this while we have plenty of time here, because I'll tell you what, the bull power is getting to be overwhelmingly strong in the PBR, and to see a bull like Bushwhacker come back from that injury and has done well. He did well last year, and then he's done well so far this year, and then come out and have a breakout buck out this weekend and score 48 points. If you don't think that bull is not serious about winning bull of the year, think again.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, of course, they were here in Kansas, Missouri this past weekend, and you know the thing of it is, of course, this is their second weekend up there in Kansas as well. Bushwhacker was over in St. Louis, scored 47.5. This week he comes out there in the 15-on-15 matchup, bucks off Mike Lee and scores 48. Man, huge for that bull. But you know, my question is this, Mike. Is the bull power really getting too strong for these guys? I mean, you know, we had one qualified ride on the 15-on-15. I think we may have had just a small handful of qualified rides, if that, in the short go on Sunday. So, I mean, you know, we almost got to take a look. I mean, is the bull power really getting to be too much for these guys? Uh-oh, we lost Mike. Fans, I'm telling you what, devastating. No, actually, that's all right. We'll just keep rolling. But, you know, that's my big question for all of the fans out there is, I mean, really, you know, we're seeing less and less qualified rides. But, you know, one guy that stood out during the 15-on-15 matchup, and that was Luke Snyder, scored 91.5 on King Lopez, and that's big. Luke is a guy that we know can still do it, and, of course, he's competing in front of his hometown. And, you know, to score 91.5, good for him. I was really excited to see that. But being the only qualified ride, I was a little disappointed. Mike, are you back with us?
I am back. Yeah, you know, you're right. The bull power is extremely, extremely tough right now in the PBR. We've got all these breeders who are breeding dams that have a deep register in them with bucking bulls in there, and deep in the great grandfathers on down the line, and they're taking these two deep breeds and breeding them together and making what we see now as you could almost call them super bulls because they're so strong and they're so fast or so athletic, you know. But yeah, to see Luke Snyder ride King Lopez for 91, and I believe it was a 91.5.
Yeah.
And to see him ride that bull is really cool. But to see those other 14 guys buck off, Scott, you got to sit back and say, is it it's not the level of the talent of the bull riders, because we can see these guys are very talented, but the bull power is just extremely strong right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I'm hoping that these guys are able to get things adjusted here later on in the season. You know, we know that there's some that are already dealing with injuries. JB dealing with the broken foot, which is not good on him, you know, and what's that going to do for him now? He's already fallen back there into the, I believe, 10th place in the standings. So, you know, hey, man, I'm telling you, it's rough. It is certainly rough, but you know, I'm really hoping that these guys can stand up against these Super Bulls, just like you called them, man. I don't think you could have said it better. The Super Bulls is what they are, but you know, speaking of strong power, the Brazilians also running real, real strong.
I tell you what, the Killer Bees are awesome. You know, they had two of the. Out of the top five in Kansas City, two of them were part of the Killer Bees, and it was Marco Aguche and this new guy. I'm not even going to begin to pronounce his name. but these guys, and the one thing, I don't know if you've seen the telecast or not, Scott, but they interviewed a guy, because it was a pure PBR telecast, where they get the fans involved, and the fans ask a lot of questions. Well, they had a guy that was there in the crowd, and he asked a question about how do these guys prepare their bodies and train. And Justin McBride took the question and he answered it like this, which was directly towards the Killer Bees. He says, a lot of these guys go and do yoga, they do a lot of things, but the Killer Bees, they work so hard and they train so hard on their middle part of their body, and they're so strong, you know, and it shows through in their riding, it shows through on every part of the bull ride that they're in. If they're in trouble, they're strong enough, they can pull themselves back up. If they have to use their cardio and to stay the speed with the bull, they could do that as well. It's really amazing to see how these killer bees have stayed up on top. And, you know, that involves Savanio Alves winning two world champions back-to-back, never been done before. But, and then to come into this guy this week, Marco Gucci, you know, 81 in the first round, the second round was 84. And when he went into the championship round with 87.5 points, come out to win $32,652. And, you know, I don't know about you, Scott, but $32,000, that's a lot of money in his pocket.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Well, another guy that certainly has a few extra dollars in his pocket, that's Shane Proctor. You know, he had another great weekend, came out second. Which, of course, moved him up, I believe it's over 700 points now in front of Silvano Alves, who has struggled these last couple weeks, surprisingly enough. But there's no doubt that the Brazilians will stay consistent and he'll get things back on track. But, Shane Proctor finishing second. And, of course, Mike Lee, despite getting bucked off Bushwhacker, who scored 48 points, you know, he finished third. Another big notable is LJ Jenkins with fifth, and then Todd Bozzabon finishing sixth, you know, after winning San Angelo and placing down there in Tucson. I mean, that's just huge.
Yeah, you know, and also Todd Bozzabon moving up into the top five in the world in the PBR now. He's riding 42.3% of his bulls, and he's moved up into the top five. And then Shane Proctor, like I said, is extending that lead out over Savanio. Savanio had a rough week, fell off a couple of bulls. Savanio's still riding over 50% of his bulls. So we're gonna see him get better. It's going to tighten that race up. That's going to be an interesting race all year long. But JB is falling to 10th place now. But Mike Lee, he's back up where a place that he hasn't been in a while. He's in the top 10. I'm glad to see him get back up in that top 10 because he's a former world champion. He's a very exciting, very sticky kind of guy.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, you bet. Well, you know, we're talking about bull riding, and actually the Rodeo Houston is actually getting ready to kick off the bull riding here. So we're going to have an opportunity to catch a little bit of this. They're just announcing the bullfighters, Corey Wall, and of course, Dusty Tuckman is one of my favorites, man. That guy is great. And Leon Coffey come pulling out of the barrel. But they're getting ready to start that. So we got to talk a little bit about Brittany Fleck actually won the barrel racing with a 14.49. And then, of course, one of my favorites there, the Floridian, Kaylee Bass, finished second. So these guys are off to a good start. But we're getting ready to get to the bull riding. And, man, I'm telling you what, we've had so much to talk about here on the show. And I know the PBR is actually going to be heading to Dallas this week for the Iron Cowboy. You know, J.B. Mooney actually won it last year. Man, we're talking some great matchups. We've got Justin McBride, Chris Shivers are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of fan activities going on Saturday as well there. Hopefully, there's a possibility Making 8 Rodeo Network might just be able to jump down there and we'll be able to send you some tweets and send you some pictures on Facebook and all that. So you guys will have to stay tuned there to making8rodeo.com.
Well, Scott, before we go any further, I have to ask you,
yes, sir,
who's going to win the Iron Cowboy? Give me somebody that you think is – well, first off, give me somebody that's going to impress you.
I think, you know, when we're talking about the guys right now that are running so strong and so consistent, when you're looking at guys like, I mean, Shane Proctor, JB, you know, even though he's bucking off, that guy's still making some lengthy rides. And of course, in the platform that the Iron Cowboy is, not all your ride. You don't have to necessarily make an eight-second ride. So, you know, I think JB is still going to run strong. The Brazilians, man, Guilherme Marchi, I think, is going to be – he's my pick right now, to be honest with you. I like Guilherme going into the Iron Cowboy. I think he's got what it takes, and I, you know, I just have that feeling. Call it a gut feeling, but I believe we could see Guilherme Marchi do it. But the Brazilians are going to be strong as well.
Well, I'm gonna pick a dark horse. I'm gonna tell you who I think's gonna win. Who's my pick to win the Iron Cowboy? But I'm gonna pick a dark horse. Somebody that he's in the outside bracket. So if he continues all the way to win the Iron Cowboy, he'll have to ride five bulls. He'll have to win five rounds. We don't have to cover here. You remember, like you said, we don't have to cover here, but we have to stay on longer than the other person there. So let me be very clear. He don't have to ride five rounds, but he has to beat the other guy. And
right.
His first round is Carrillo Cartel. It's Douglas Duncan.
Okay.
Douglas Duncan is a guy that this week he finally got all his ducks in a row in the second round. I don't think he made the championship round, but he made a really nice round in the second round. And I think Douglas Duncan is a guy to really watch. And especially in this Iron Cowboy event, because he's always that 7 second guy. He makes it 7.5, 7.6, and he falls off. But I can tell you, this guy right here, if he gets past Carrillo Cartel and beats Cody Lostro, he's going to be going against Austin Meyer. Austin Meyer has had a very rough year, so that'll be very interesting as he goes through the bracket. But I'm going to tell you right now, my pick to win the Iron Cowboy event is Marco Iguche.
Okay.
You know, that's the guy who I think is going to come through and show through. And that's another one of these killer bees. He's so consistent. He showed that he could ride ranked bulls. So that's right. I think we're going to come out there.
That's right. You know, I'll tell you, it's hard to go against those Brazilians because they are so consistent, and you know, they are there. They're again. I think that this could be an event where Silvano Alves breaks out. Who knows? You know. But yeah, if you're asking me to make a pick, I'm gonna have to say Guilherme Marchi. But you know, I gotta get over to PBRnow.com and check out the brackets here this week. So all the fans that are tuning in still with us as we extended our show just a little bit. We ran over our hour, but glad we scheduled it for an hour and a half because you know, you just never know when things are gonna happen. But yeah, you guys can go over to PBRnow.com and check it out. I'm still fixated here on Rodeo Houston, man. Cannot wait to get down there. Iron Cowboy Saturday, you're going to have to stay tuned to Make an Eight. I know we're going to be in Texas. I'm leaving Wednesday to go down to Texas. So whether I go to Paris, Texas, and then head down to Houston, or whether I go over to Arlington on Saturday, it's still yet to be determined. So we'll just have to play it by ear. You fans will have to stay tuned to MakeAnEightRodeo.com. What I can tell you is that with Rodeo Houston now getting underway, Mike, you can check out the events Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time, which, of course, conflicts with our show time. But Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays are 4 o'clock Central Time. So we may have an opportunity. What do you say we do a Sunday night show, 7 o'clock Central Time? We'll move next week's show to Sunday, and we'll have to announce where we've been. If we're at Arlington, we may have some interviews from some of the PBR guys, and if we're down in Houston, we'll have to give you some updates on what's happening down there. What do you think, Mike?
I love it, man. To get out to some of these rodeos would be exciting, and to
that's
see
right.
The contestants and really bring them closer to the fans. That's what we're about. That's the reason why we do these shows, is the fans stay closer to the contestants and these rodeo cowboys and cowgirls. So definitely I'm all in.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Mike, because of course, you know, one of the new platforms on MakingARodeo.com is our Rodeo Online Convention 365 pages, our ROC 365 pages. And or as I like to call them, the rock pages. But you know, we're trying to bring fans closer to the sport. You know, we've starting March 1st, starting on Friday, we're going to open it up Actually, we're going to do it now for the fans, but fans will have free membership to the ROC 365 pages. So if you guys are interested and want to get closer to some of these athletes, find out more information on a lot of these events, you guys can go over to the ROC pages, sign up. It's just like a Facebook. We'll get you signed on. We'll approve you for a free membership and get you on board. You can come out there and check out, see what's happening in the rodeo realm. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about it, Mike. There's a lot of great things happening. And for our contestants and our rodeo personnel, maybe you're an event producer, you know, this is a great opportunity for them to come over. We're doing it at an introductory price, $25 for the first year. $25 for the first year to set up a booth and to build your profile and promote your events or promote yourself. So great opportunity for the rodeo personnel, and it doesn't matter what your place is in rodeo. You want to build yourself a profile because the committees are going to be there, the event producers are going to be there, and you're going to want to be there with them. So great opportunity for you guys to get on board. Our summer series is getting underway, Mike. We're getting ready to hit the road, man. We could be leaving as early as this week. We may not even make it back until the 25th of August. What do you think?
Who needs a house? Let's just pack it in the RV, go rodeo and all summer long, and then come home to our wives later and say, oh, man, what a summer we had. And we'll be in a lot of trouble, but I tell you what, we'll have a lot of fun getting in that trouble.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'd have much of a wife left, but I'll tell you what, I'm excited. You know, part of the great thing about getting on the rodeo road is getting back home to your family, and I'm certainly glad to be able to do that. Woo, excuse me. Man, I hate when that happens during a live broadcast. But, you know, the bull riding's going on here in Rodeo Houston. We're going to step over here and watch. It looks like 82.5 is the score to beat right now, and I'm not even sure who has it. But, yep, they're getting ready to wrap up round one here of Rodeo Houston in the BP Super Series, the first BP Super Series. So we're going to follow along all week long. And, Mike, the links will be posted on MakingItRodeo.com. Man, I'm telling you, what a great show we've had, and glad we were able to have some of the callers call in and remind you guys that, hey, man, this show is for you. This is what it's all about. Love to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. So thank you guys for calling in.
Yeah, definitely. Scotty, thank you for calling in. Call back again real soon because the fan interaction is a lot of fun. And we sometimes we don't all agree on some things. Scott and I don't always agree on some things. Y'all are going to learn over this next year, through the summertime that we do these shows, that sometimes Scott and I are going to disagree on things, but that's the good thing about it. We all have our own opinions, and we're entitled to that, and we have a lot of fun. We're playing with that back and forth. So I look forward to a lot of great arguments with Scott. And Scotty, next time you call us in and have a great time talk with us, because that is what it's all about, is the fans. And if you have any requests, any ideas, like I said again, you go to our webpage at MakingItRodeo.com. You can go to the contact page. You can get my email off of there. Email me and let me know anything that you guys would like to see or hear on the show, because that's what it's all about. It's about you, the fans. And, Scott, I can tell you what, I see on the draw sheet that tonight's bulls are brought by David Bailey at the Rodeo Houston. So I know there are a lot of ranked bulls there because the David Bailey Rodeo Company is an awesome rodeo company. And
you betcha.
I'm going to be continued to watch in every night to Rodeo Houston, following the links right there on our Facebook page. So I can't wait. How's it going to end? Well, we're going to find out real soon.
That's right. That's right. Well, Rodeo Houston is underway. Unfortunately, we're fresh out of time, Mike. We're going to wrap it up, man. But I want to thank you again for jumping on here with us. Always a pleasure, man. Love having you as our co-host here on the Making It Rodeo Show. And, you know, I think Sunday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, Mike, what do you think?
I think I'll be there. I can guarantee you that. But I won't miss a show at all because I have more fun than a cat chasing his tail.
That's right, man. That's right. Okay, buddy. Well, we're going to let you go and wrap this show up. But So Mike, you know, on behalf of Mike Anderson and myself and all of our sponsors, Rodeo Genius, ProRodeoLive.com, you can find him. Steve Kenyon, want to send a big old thank you to him for bringing the broadcast that he has of San Antonio. You know, go check out the websites, PBRNow.com, ProRodeo.com, and Making8Rodeo.com. Make sure you guys get over and register on the ROC 365 pages. Start building yourself a little profile. Get on board. Now is the time as we get ready to launch this. March 1st will be the official launch date. We're going to have a lot of activity going on there. So, Mike, appreciate you, man. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. See you Sunday. See all the fans Sunday.
That's right. Okay, fans, you guys have yourself a great week, and take care, be safe. Watch Rodeo Houston. You can find the links on making8rodeo.com. Until then, Rodeo fans, that's going to do it for tonight's show. We'll see you down the road.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
With God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.